It's been 1 week since President Trump's inauguration, and immigration remains one of the new administration's top issues. Deportations are in effect, with new agreements being made with several countries to send migrants in the U.S. illegally back to Colombia and China. And discussions are underway for a potentially much broader arrangement with El Salvador, which could see the U.S. deport migrants with different countries of origin to El Salvador, a small country aligned with President Trump in immigration crackdown policies. Here's what you need to know. China has pledged to accept undocumented Chinese citizens back to their homeland, mirroring a decision over the weekend made by Colombia's president. In a statement, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said Monday their government would accept U.S. deportation flights of people confirmed as Chinese nationals who crossed illegally into the U.S. According to DHS records, China accepted 4 charter removal flights in the last 6 months from the Biden administration. The spokeswoman adding, "The Chinese government firmly opposes any form of illegal migration," signaling Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are in lockstep for one of Trump's first policies pertaining to China. The response from the Chinese government comes after Colombia's president announced it would accept deportation flights from the U.S. after initially pushing back. Colombia's president originally denied 2 U.S. military planes of Colombian migrants, forcing the planes to turn back, saying deportations should be carried out with dignity and respect. In response, Trump announced 25% tariffs on Colombian goods and revoked the visas of Colombian officials and suspended issuing new visas. Colombia's president made a reversal, accepting deportation flights. The Trump administration saying the tariffs would not be implemented, but would be held in reserve in case Colombia doesn't honor its end of the deal. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt saying in a press release, "Today's events make clear to the world that America is respected again." And a new report out over the weekend suggests a deal is brewing between the U.S. and El Salvador that would allow the U.S. to deport migrants there, even migrants from other countries like Venezuela. First reported by CBS News, the plan known as a Safe Third Country Agreement would allow non-Salvadoran migrant flights to El Salvador. The move would block asylum requests to the U.S. and instead instruct migrants to seek asylum in El Salvador. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, is seen as an ally of Trump, the two speaking over the phone last week about immigration. Bukele's government has implemented its own crackdown on illegal immigration and gains through a mass incarceration campaign. Under the reported plan, Trump is also seeking to deport suspected Tren de Aragua gang members in the U.S. to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has a planned visit with El Salvador in early February as part of a Latin America trip starting this week. While international arrangements continue to be made for deportation flights, the U.S. has also increased the number of military planes and personnel in its border enforcement efforts during week 1 of the new administration.